Zog the Gemara Davov Amid Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom by the 2 dots. Tana Rabbonon, Keit Sad Ma'arvin Derech Shus Rabim. How is one Ma'ariv Derech Shus Rabim? The Havmin of the Gemara right now is that the Gemara is discussing how to be Ma'ariv Erech Shus Rabim itself. The Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about a Mavui that's Mefulush, that's open on both sides to Erech Shus Rabim. But right now in the Havmin, we're discussing being Ma'ariv Erech Shus Rabim itself. What is Erech Shus Rabim? So Rashi over here says numerous conditions. Zog Rashi, Erech Shus Rabim. Mashma Roichav 16 Amo. Number one, the condition is it has to be 16 Amos wide, like we learn from Digla Midbar. Ve'ir Shemetsuyim Bo Shishim Riboy. The second condition is Zog Rashi, it has to be Shishim Riboy, like in Digla Midbar. Over there, it was Shishim Riboy, 600,000 people. And there's a big mavuch in the Rishonim, what it means exactly, Shishim Riboy. Does that mean it's only Erech Shus Rabim b'shishim riboy? Because there'll be a big kula in Hilchas Ervin, because many cities are not Erech Shus Rabim d'oraisa, they're not shishim riboy. So some Rishonim do not bring this condition of shishim riboy. The Rambam doesn't bring it, but Rashi does. The Rambam doesn't bring the Tanai. Many other Rishonim don't bring this Tanai, if you need shishim riboy or not. Now, even B'das Rashi, that he says the condition of shishim riboy, some Rishonim say, the Ramban later in Daf Nun Tes explains B'das Rashi, it doesn't mean you need shishim riboy every single day at one time on the Erech Shus Rabim. It means it has to be able to withhold Shishim Riboy. It was built for Shishim Riboy, but not befoiled that you have to have currently Shishim Riboy for it to be Erech Shus Rabim. Now the Mechaber brings the 2 dais. He brings as a Yesh Oimrim that Yitaka needs Shishim Riboy. And as a Machloikas in the Poiskim, does the Mechaber Paskin like this Yesh Oimrim or not? The Mogen Avraham and the Taz say that the Mechaber learns like the Yesh Oimrim. And he paskins that you need Shishim Riboy, which is a kula, again, because without Shishim Riboy, it's not an Erech Shus Rabim d'oraisa. However, the Elie Rabbi and other poiskim learned the Mechaber that he does not paskin like the Yesh Oimrim. And fakert, he's saying that Shishim Riboy is not one of the conditions of Erech Shus Rabim. Even in the later Achronim, there's a big machlekes, what do most Rishonim hold? The question, how you learn the Rishonim. The Mishkes Yankov learns, and he says that Roy Rishonim holds that you do not need Shishim Riboy, which is a Chumrah. And the Beis Ephraim says, Punkt Faket, he says, Roi Rishonim, learn that you need Shishim Riboy. And it's a question how to learn up the Rishonim. Each one of the Tshuvas learns up the Rishonim differently, and to see what Roi Rishonim hold. Al Kaponim, the Bialochin, Shin Mem Hei, Zion, brings all the dais. And this is the reason why we're Taka Mekel today in Erevin, where we make a Tzuras HaPesach. We make a Lechi Mikan, Lechi Mikan, Karel Gabeyan. Because we don't make it on a Erech Shus Rabim d'oraisa. We only make it because in places that there's no Shishim Riboy. But if there's Shishim Riboy, we'll see soon in the Gemara, you need a Delas. A Tzuras HaPesach is not enough. You need a Delas. So the Eruvin that we make, we're talking being Mekel because we go like the Shittas of Rishonim that you need Shishim Riboy. And the Eruvin that we make are specifically on places where there aren't Shishim Riboy. So there we're talking Ma'arav B'Tzuras HaPesach because Shishim Riboy is one of the conditions. But if you hold Shishim Riboy is not one of the conditions, so then it would be much harder to be Mekel with the Tzuras HaPesach alone because the Erech Shus Rabim, the Raisa needs a Delas. And we're Mekel with Tzuras HaPesach because we taka going with the tzad that you need Shishim Riboy. So in Mela, we're Ma'arav Tzuras HaPesach on the places that are not Erech Shus Rabim, the Raisa, which are not Shishim Riboy. So Rashi continues the other conditions. Rashi, besides saying Shesh Sri Amo and Irshim Mitsuyim Bashishim Riboy, so Rashi Ve'ein Bo Choymo. It doesn't have a wall. It's not a walled city. That's another condition for it to be Erech Shus Rabim. And then Rashi says, Oi, meaning, if it has a Choymo, then it has to be at least open Mefulash, Sheh Erech Shus Rabim Shalom Mechuvin Mishar L'Shar, Sheh Mefulash Doimel Adigla Midbar. If it has a Choymo, so then the Erech Shus Rabim has to be that it's Mefulash, it's open Mishar L'Shar, straight open from one shahr to another shahr, like Digla Midbar. These are the qualifications that Rashi is magdir, what makes something into Erech Shus Rabim d'oraisa. So Zog the Gemara again, Tana Rabbonon. Keitzad ma'arvin derech Erech Shus Rabim, how is a person ma'arv Erech Shus Rabim itself in a Havamina? Oise, so Tana Kama holds, Oise Tzuras HaPesach mikan, v'leche v'koyre mikan. You make a Tzuras HaPesach on one opening of the Erech Shus Rabim, of this big highway, thoroughfare, 16 amma wide highway, that Shishim Riboy on it, like Rashi says, on one side of this big highway, you make a Tzuras HaPesach, that means a Lechi and a Lechi Nekor HaGabein, and on the other side, you make a Lechi and a Koira. Maskonas HaGemara is going to be talking about a Movi Mefulish Erech Shus Rabim, so then the gear says Taka Lechi or Koira, because we know by a regular Movi Sosum, so that we had before in the Gemara, all you need is a Lechi or a Koira at the opening. by a movi mefulish Jewish Rishonim, that means on both sides it's open. It's not a dead end street. So then you have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, Maskona, and a Lechi or a Kairi on the other side. So the Maskona Zagamar, it's not going to be Lechi Oy Kairi. That's not going to give Sarif already now. But the point is, right now we're holding Rishus Rabim. In the Hamid, we're discussing Rishus Rabim. So Tanakam Shita is Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, the Lechi V'Kairi Mikan. The Lechi Kairi on one side, and the Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. Chananya Oymer, Chananya says no. Tzuras HaPesach is not going to do it. Chananya Oymer says, Machlek is Beisham Besil, what you need. Beisham Oymer, Oy said, Delas Mikan, Delas Mikan. You have to have a door on each side of the opening of the Rishus Rabim. Delas on one side, Delas on the other side. Ukshi yoytzu v'nichnas noyel. And when you enter and you exit, you have to close the door behind you. This gate has to be closed, this Delas. Besilu loimrim. Oy said, Delas mikan. You indeed need a Delas, but only on one side. V'lechi v'koyre mikan. And a lechi v'koyre on the other side. So the machlokes Beisham Besilu is if you need a Delas and a Delas, or a Delas on one side and a lechi v'koyre on the other side. Tanakama says, no, you don't need a Delas at all. You need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a lechi or a koyre on the other side. Now, tell you right away, Bavarns over here, and Dibra Maschel, Velechi, Vekoyim, Mikan, how does a Lechi help on a Rishus Rabim? We know that the Mishnah Daf Beis says that a Lechi only helps when it's not Reuchem Me'esa. A Rishus Rabim is Tezayin Amos. Zok Teisus, Afagav, the Lechi loy Mahani, Beyoysim, Asoro, it doesn't help by more than 10 Amos. So how could a Lechi Bichlal help on one side? Zok Teisus, Yase Lechi Reuchem, Achiyismaya to Avim, Asoro. You make a very wide Lechi. That means if you're making a lechi that's going to diminish the opening of tezayin and will make it now less than 10, that's what type of lechi we're referring to. Lo'olam itztaka tezayin ama. Lechi doesn't help. Pshat has been talking about a wide lechi, not a regular 2x4 vertical beam that's standing up vertically. No, it's like we had before in the Gemara, lechi aboilet midoif neshal mavui. Over there, it's not called a lechi more than dalan amas, because over there it was lechi oimin me'elov. It wasn't made for a lechi. But over there, it's mavur in the sugi. If you make it for a lechi, then it could be even wider than dalad. So over here, whatever width the Rishus Ram is, it could be 20 amas, you make the lechi that is wide enough to diminish it, that the opening now is only 10, and that's going to be the lechi that Tosis says we're referring to. We're referring to a that's made l'shem lechi, so that it could be any width, and it's memayit, the opening, that it won't be more than reuch me'esa. Frek de Goyen Yankov, this is only going to help me on the tzad that you're placing a lechi. On the tzad that it's lechi oy or a koira, so how is the koira going to diminish the fact that it's tezayin ama? Bishleim a lechi can make a wide lechi. What is koira going to do? State over here, you make a lechi or a koira according to the Gir Sarif. So what is a koira going to take away? After all, it's more than tezayin ama. So some achronim takas say that since we're talking about the havamina rishus ram, Rishus Rabim Yema'arev, and not Maskona, like we're going to say, a foolish Rishus Rabim, a Mavui. So then, Taka, you have to have a Lechi V'Koira. Only the Maskona with Goris, Lechi or Koira. But in the Hamid, it's Taka Lechi V'Koira. So, Lo'olam, the Lechi is Mamayat, the Reuchav, that it shouldn't be Tezayin. Now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says you can have more than 10, Tosis over here in Ahmed Bey is going to say it has to be not more than 13.3. So it's not going to help me, Rabbi Yudi, either. Because even Rabbi Yudik doesn't allow more than Yud Gimel V'Shlish. So here we're talking about Tezayin Ama. That's one of the conditions of Shus Rabim. So that won't help you either. So other Rishonim to answer Tosis' discussion, they say we're talking about that it's L'Oilim, it's Tezayin, it starts off as Tezayin. But then it becomes more narrow. It's still called Shus Rabim because it's at one point it's Tezayin, and then it becomes less than Yud. Or it becomes less than Yud Gimel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mashal says, Be'etzim, you have to say the same thing in the Tzuras HaPesach, according to Rav. Rav and Daf Beis Amud Beis says that Tzuras HaPesach does not help for Reuchem Me'esa. So Tanakama, it says over here, Tzuras HaPesach Mikan on one side, and Lechi Kor on the other side. So we had a Kasha, how does Lechi going to help if it's Tezayin Ama? So we say that the Lechi is Memayit, the Reucha first. You have to make a wide Lechi. So he says the same thing, Dr. Mashal, Gabi Tzuras HaPesach, according to Rav. That Tzuras HaPesach, according to Rav, doesn't help by Reuchem Me'esa. So we have to first make it more narrow with L'chaim, and then place the Tzuras HaPesach. Same is said that it can only be Eser Amos in the place that you're placing the Lechi or the Tzuras HaPesach according to Rav. Our Mishnah holds Tzuras HaPesach helps by Reuchem Me'esa, but Shitas Rav, you have to say Vaita that you made the opening, you diminished it with L'chaim. So again, the three Shitas. Tanakama says, Rishus Rabim Yema'arev, Aydei Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and Lechi V'Koyre on the other side. Chananya says that according to Beishamah, it's Delas Mikan V'Delas Mikan, and according to Beisil, it's Delas Mikan and Lechi V'Koyre Mikan. Frek de Gomorrah Kasha, U'Rishus Rabim Yema'arev, since when can be Ma'arev Rishus Rabim? Now the Gomorrah's Kasha is for sure going to be on Tanakama. Tanakama that says they can be ma'arav shus ram without any delas bishlem according to Beis Shammai is not so schwer because he says it's a delas and it has to be null. So a delas that's null, avada that's mafkir the shem shus rabim because a delas that's null, so then it's not a shus rabim. The kash is for sure on Tanakama. On Tanakama, hayim ma'arav shus ram was a lechi. Alone, meaning a Turis Pesach on one side, and Lechi Bekar on the other side, or even a Beis Hillel that says Delas on one side, and Lechi Bekar on the other side, since when could a Lechi be Ma'arav Rishus Rabim? That's going to be Mar's Kasha. V'atanya, yes, Alkein, Om Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, yes, Alkein, more than what it says previously. And Rashi explains, previously it said over there in the Braisa that if a person has a row of home on two sides of Rishus Rabim, so you have one row of home on one side of Rishus Rabim, and a row of homes on the other side of Rishus Rabim. So Shitz Reb Yehuda is, two mechitzas midaraisa is not Rishus Rabim anymore. Once you have two mechitzas, two rows of homes, that makes it midaraisa Rishus HaYochid. So since midaraisa, according to Reb Yehuda, it's Rishus HaYochid, Reb Yehuda says you can make a small tikkun to be able to carry in this area that midaraisa is not Rishus Rabim. So the Reish over there said, yes, Alkein, is going on if you make an overpass. If you have a roof over these row of homes on two sides of the Rishus Rabim, and now you have Pitikri Yard Besoisim. If you have a bridge, Ksharim Zagrashi, over this Rishus Rabim, that's one row of homes on one side and another row of homes on the other side. So if you have this Gesher, you can have a Pitikra that's Yard Besoisim, and you can carry below under this roofed area because you have Pitikra as if there's a third wall that went down. So mail it's enclosed. Because really, midaraisa to mechitzah enough. So Reb Yehuda's mekel, Rabbanon say you need three mechitzahs midaraisa to make Rishus Yochid. But Reb Yehuda says two mechitzahs midaraisa is enough, so you can be mekel of pitikur yard v'soysim. That's what it says in the Reisha, that braisa. Yes, Rakenom Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says an additional to that heta of pitikra, zokmo davova midbeis. If a person has two rows of homes on two sides of Rishus Rabim, so if you want to carry, you own two homes, one home on the right side of Rishus Rabim and another home on the left side. You want to carry from your home on the right to the home on the left, passing over the Rishus Rabim in an instance where it's not roofed. The Reisha was talking about where it's roofed, Sehapi Tikra. But if it's not roofed, how do you carry over the Rishus Rabim from one side, from the right side, your home on the right to your home on the left? So you don't have to make an Erev because you're the owner of both homes. You don't have to make an Erev Chatzeris, meaning because you're the owner of both homes. That's Misha Hoyeloi Shnei Batim. But how do you carry from one over another? You're going over Rishus Rabim. So being that really Midaraisa, it's not a Rishus Rabim because it's two Mechitzas. So you need a Heker to show that you can carry from one home to another home. Zok Reb Yehuda, Oysa Lechi Mikan VeLechi Mikan. You place one Lechi on your home on the right, on one side of the home on the right. VeLechi Mikan, on that same home on the right, on the other side of that home, that means the home on the right, on one end of that home, and on the other end of that home. So you have two lechayim, so, or you place a kari mikan v'kari mikan, or you place a cross beam from one home on the right to the home on the left, and from the other side of the home, from the home on the right to the home on the left, two kairos, then v'noisim v'noisim be'emtza. Then you can carry in between, and you go and cross over the Shus Rabim, and carry from your home to the right, from your home to the right to the home to the left. That's what Reb Yehuda Shita is. Omu loy said Chum said to Reb Yehuda, "Ein ma'arvin Rishus Rabim bekach." That's not how you ma'arvin Rishus Rabim. You can't make a Rishus Rabim. Are they making this lechi or this kaira? So we see clearly that Chachom say you can't be ma'arvin Rishus Rabim as a lechi and a kaira. So it was a shver that we just had before that Beis Hillel is mekel. On the Hamina, we said that Ketzer Ma'arvin Rishus Rabim, the Gemara was talking about Rishus Rabim. And we said, Beis Hillel says, you take a Delas on one side and a Lechi or a Kari on the other side. And Tanakama said, you can have a Tzuris HaPesach and a Lechi. But on Kaponim, we see clearly that you can have a Lechi on one side to be Ma'arv. Not like Chachom over here. That's what we said. The Kash is not according to Beis Shammai that says you need a Delas and Delas. Because that Avada, a Delas, is your Ma'arv Rishus Rabim. Delas makes it that it's not a Rishus Rabim. It's Mafkir Hashem Rishus Rabim, especially if it's Nol. But over here we see clearly that a Lechi and a Kari does not help. Chachom argue. And the truth is, even Reb Yehuda agrees you can't be Ma'arv Rishus Rabim. Reb Yehuda just holds that it's Rishus Yochid. Reb Yehuda holds two Mechitzas in Rishus Yochid with the Raisa. So that's why he says you can have this Lechi or this Kari and this Kari. But he agrees that Rishus Rabim, maybe you wouldn't be able to. Like Chachom say, Ein Ma'arv Rishus Rabim Bekach. Just Reb Yehuda, because Chachom are of the opinion that only three Mechitzas is a Rishus Yochad Raisa. So this called Rishus Rabim, so he can be Ma'arv. Rabbi Yehuda says two is already not a Rishus Rabim Raisa. You could be. But he agrees that Rishus Rabim, you can't be Ma'arv, is a Lechi Nekara. He only says it works because it's not a Rishus Rabim according to him. He holds two Mechitzes of the Raisa is Rishus Yochad. But we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda and Tzadok HaChomim would both agree that Be'etzim Rishus Rabim, you can't be Ma'arv with a Lechi Nekara. So how could Beis Hillel say you make a delas mikan and a lechi v'kari mikan? How could Tanakama say you ma'arav Rishus Rabim by Tzuras HaPesach and a lechi v'kari mikan? We see clearly that a lechi and a kara would help. So the kash is really how do Chachom argue on Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel clearly says that you can have a delas on one side and a lechi on the other side. And Koshken Tanakama that says you can have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a lechi and a kara on the other side. Here we see that a lechi and a kara is not a way to be ma'arav Rishus Rabim. So how do we say before that a lechi according to Beis Hillel or according to Tanakama, a lechi works to be ma'arav Rishus Rabim? Zok the Gemara v'chitema, you're going to tell me bekachud loy ma'arav. Chachom tell Rabbi Yehuda bekachud loy ma'arav, meaning you can't just have a lechi or kora. Ha bedal says ma'arav, but if you have a delis or if you have a tzuras haPesach, then maybe it would work, and that would stim and that would coincide taka with Beis Hillel and with Tanakama. That Yushalayim, if not for the dalses being the ulois belailo, you'd be chayev because of Rishus Rabim. And having just the dalses would not be enough. You need to have two dalses and ninalois belailo. As we see clearly, Yushalayim needs two dalses and ulois belailo. That's the only way it's not Rishus Rabim. So how does Tanakama say in Omen Aleph that you can have a Tzuras HaPesach? And even Beis Hillel that says he can have a delas, we see clearly you need two delas as nulois. So Tosafot here says that mitzad ninalois, maybe Beis Hillel Taka would require ninalois. So that won't be shver. But the Kabbalah and Tanakama would be shver, that we see clearly you don't need a delas at all. So Tosafot says, V'omar Rabba, Pir Shakundas de Porech Amay de Sharinon Lechi Vekori mitzad Echot, Umidem Matzich Lin Ilas Delas, Ein Anir Eloi Sher Makshaloi. That won't be shver, the fact that you have the door has to be shut. The Ikalu Ukme Nami bin Ninelis. You can say we're talking about Ninelis too, according to Beis Hillel. But like upon him, the fact that you are Mati Belechi Vekoira, Mitzad Echot, that would be shver even on Beis Hillel, that Lemais is Mata Aide Lechi Vekoira. And here we see clearly you need Dalsois. Factors the Kashin de Mamaskal of Omer Rabbe as follows. Vim Toimar. Cave on the Eishla Beis Mechitzas. If you're talking about you have two rows of homes on two sides of the Rishus Rabim, you have two mechitzas. Vishlish has been in LS, and there's only the third door. We're talking about you have a delas on one side. It's talking about in LS, so Ibizoi have a gimel mechitzas. So if it's gimel mechitzas, so then Ibizoi, what's bechal the problem? So three mechitzas the raisa. So what's bechal shver over here if you have a delas that is ninel? You have three mechitzas. Meaning we're saying now in the Chachomim that b'chitema, you can't be ma'ar b'lecha b'koira. But b'delas it would work. No, Rabbi Bachana said that Yerushalayim has to be dalsay said, ninolis b'layla, both sides have to be dalsays. But l'chaira, what's shveret v'zoktesis? If you have three mechitzas, it's already Rishus HaYochid. So what's wrong with the third side being a delas? Even if one side is a delas, why is that not enough? Zoktesis alom d'shateretz v'yesh loymar. If you have three mechitzas gemurais, have a deraisa, then taki it's deraisa gemur mechitzas. Aval hocha de shlishis aide delas, revi is nami tzorch delas. When you have three mechitzas, proper mechitzas, so then it's a shus yochid deraisa. But if you have two mechitzas and the third one a delas, so then the fourth one has to be a delas too. The third one is not going to help me being a delas. So what's the word in that? If three mechitzah are the raisa, why should a delas not be considered the third mechitzah? When you have a third one as a delas, then you need a fourth as a delas too, zoktesis. That's Gemara's kasha. The chachomim only say that if it's dalseisen, inalais belaila. That means you have need both sides dalseis. Fractesis, why is one delas not enough? Even though, zoktesis, no. Because three is not going to do it. Three mechitzah is going to do it. But if the third is a delas, then the fourth has to be a delas too. Explains the Divya Yecheskel in Simon Hain, explains as follows. The Svarim Taisus as follows. A delas is considered mechitzah because it changes the place to a place that is enclosed, meaning it has a Pesach, it has a Knesset, it has a Yetziah. That's good for what a delas does. It makes it an enclosed area that has a Pesach. So the opening and the closing of the door is not mesilik of the mechitza. That's if you have an enclosed place, that's where the delis can tue off. Masha enkein, that's only when you have a place that's mukam mechitza is enclosed on all sides, and the delis makes it into a mukam knisa of a yitzia. That's what a delis is. Masha enkein, if you only have two mechitzas, like over here, and you want to make the third one a delis, that delis is going to be a siluk of the mechitza. That delis is not going to be an opening and an entrance and an exit for the area because it's open on the fourth side. When you have three mechitzas, so the delis is taka mechitza because it's a mokum klisa v'yitzia. But when the third mechitza is gufa a delis, so that's not going to make it into a mokum klisa v'yitzia. That's going to make it a siluk of mechitza. So then taka, you would have to have a fourth delis in order to make the delis a shem pesach. Because Stamadelis as a third mechitza, so that would be considered a mokum of a siluk mechitza, and it would not be considered that you're creating a mechitza. And chanami, if you have two dalses, then taku the delis will be mechitza. But a delis is only a mechitza and a mokum klisa v'yitzia when it's enclosed on all sides. Then the delis is the entrance and the exit. But if the delis is the third side and the fourth side is open, then the delis is not a called a mokum mechitza; it's a siluk of the mechitza. That's how he explains Tosis's first teretz. Zok Tosis's second teretz, Ulri Nira, the Porach Mishum the Mashma Leide Beis Hillel Loi Boi Ne'ila. The whole kasha is that it's Mashma from Beis Hillel Gufa, it doesn't have to be Ninelis. Tosis in the first teretz wanted to say Beis Hillel coincides with this because Beis Hillel that says you need a Lechi on one side and a Delis on the other side is talking about a Delis that's null. But Tosis in the second teretz saying no, that the Re understands that the kasha in Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel doesn't require Ne'ila. If it doesn't require Ne'ila, so Ebezoit Shver, from over here, it says clearly that it has to be Ninalois. So it comes out according to the Reintesis, three Mechitzas will be enough, meaning even though it's only one Delis. And the Vart is, state on, in the Ritva, that the Delis Ne'ula makes it into Gimel Mechitzas. And that will be Midaraisa enough. What's the Pshat HaKalamaisa? We said before that a Delis, if it's only the third one is a Delis, it's a bitl mechitza. So the Re learned, not like that, the Re learned that either a Delis is be'etzim a mechitza gemura, and the Rajb explains that the Delis already makes it that it's not a Rishus Rabim, that's Mosel Rabim. It's the masses can't just enter and exit as they wish. Once there's a door over there, so it's already mafkir the shame Rishus Rabim, and that's what the Delis does. It's not Mosel, it's not Nimsel Rabim. Continues the Gemara of Oma Ula, Hani Avula de Mechuza, the Sha'arim of Mechuza, which was Rishus Ram de Reiser, was Shishim Riboy, was Tezai Namo, Il Mole Dalsay Sein, Inalois Chayovna Lemeshus Rabim. That if not for the doors being shut, in the Sein Inalois, you'd Chayvas Rishus Rabim. So we see clearly the only way to be Mesakin Rishus Rabim is through Delas Noel. So Ebezoy Shver on Ula too. How does Ula say that it only works because of Dalsay Sein Inalois, if not for the Chayvas Rishus Rabim? Lechoy, we see clearly Bezil says that a Lechi works on one side and Delas on the other side. And the Tanakam says to us, the Pesach works. It's for sure not like Ula saying over here, only Dalsa said Nina Lois. And that the Gemara is going to say, Lo Oilam, we're retracting. The Gemara in Omer Aleph, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Tanakam weren't talking about a Rishus Rabim. They were talking about a voice, Hamifu Loshem Rishus Rabim. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudah, Hochi Komar. Kate said, Ma'arvin, my voice, I'm full of Lashus Rabim. Hiya, Ma'arvin, my voice, I'm full of Lashus Rabim. On that day, the three of Machloikers, Tanakama says, Oyser two is a Pesach Mikan, Velechi Bekor Mikan, and here attacking the Gisa Riff is Lechi or Koira, meaning, a Mavi Sosum, all you need to do is make is a Lechi on the opening, and a Mavi Mefulish, you make a Lechi Mikan or a Koira Mikan on the one side, and a two is a Pesach on the other side. And that would be, according to Basil, you need a Delas Mikan. Velechi mikan, and according to Beis Shammai, you need to have two dalsers by this mevoyis hamufuloshim. That would be the three of machloikas. We're not talking about a shus rabim. Shus rabim you can only be ma'arev with delis, no ulim. Mashenken, we're talking about mevoyis hamufuloshim. And that's taka the maskona that a shus rabim the raisa only a delis works. So the eruvs that we made, like I said before, the eruvin that we make is because we're soimich that it's not a shus rabim the raisa. So merely can have a tzuras pesach. But if it's a shus rabim the raisa. So then you would have to have a delis. And so we don't make it on the place of Shishim Riboy. And we're soimich that Shishim Riboy is one of the conditions that a person needs in order to be Yoshua Zeram Deraisa. Now there's a diak in the Rashi over here, in the top of the Omid, when we're discussing Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Yema'arav Shusar Rabim, when you have two rows of homes on each side of the Shusar Rabim, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is two mechitzas the Raisa, makes it already that it's not a Shusar Rabim. So you make a Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, you put a Lechi on each side of the home. So Zogt Rashi, Lechi Mikan, on the top of the Omid, Lechi Mikan Eitzel Pa'as HaBayis HaEchot. You put a Lechi at the corner of one of the homes on the right. V'lechi mikan etzel pas hasheni lo'oysoi bayis atzmoi. Rashi says you place the lechi on that same home, on the other side of that same home on the right. And that makes it v'avestima l'shnei roshei l'shus harabim umuta l'talta mi bayis l'bayis. That makes it a stima they can carry from one of your homes on the right to your home on the left and cross the l'shus harabim. So, number one, the Rosh Yosef, Bavorns, and Rashi, why does Rashi say, Lo'isa Bayis Atzmoy? Why does Rashi not say that you take the Lechi on the home on the right, and you take the Lechi on the home on the left, on the other corner, diagonally across? Why does it have to be in the same home? L'chayra, it doesn't have to be in the same home. So, some Achayim want to say, the Chiddush is in the Chachomim. Chachomim argue on Rabbi Yudit say, Eim Arvin Rishus Ram Bekach, Inam Arvin Rishus Rabim, even if you placed it on the same home, which would look like three mechitzas, because after all, you have the home, which is one mechitza, the lechi on the one side of that home, and the lechi on the other side of that same home. So it looks like three. So still, eim ayim l'shus ram bekach. That's a chiddush in oysa bayis atzmoy. In addition, there's a deacon Rashi. Rashi says, this lechi on each side of the home makes it have a stima l'shnei roshei l'shus rabim. It's a stima. Stima means it's like a mechitza. Why does Rashi say mechitza? Rashi could have said it's a heker. The vort of the lechi is that it's a heker because really it's not a l'shus rabim deraisa. According to Abuna, two mechitzas enough. So you have this heker that you can carry across from your home on the right to your home on your left. Why does Rashi say stima? Rashi could have said it's a heker that you can carry now from one bias to another. That's Yesh La'ayin Tzatz and Rashi. Why does he say stima? So again, the Gemara started off saying, Ketzed ma'arvin derech shus rabim, and we had a three-year machlokes. Tanakama says, Tzuras ha-Pesach mikan, v'lechi v'korim mikan. Chananya says, Beishameh says, Delas mikan v'delas mikan. And Beis Hillel says, Delas mikan v'lechi v'korim mikan. In fact, the Gemara, how you ma'arv shus rabim in such a way? Since when can be ma'arv with a lechi? V'otanya, we know Rabbi Yehuda holds, yes, I can know Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have two Batim atzud tzidir shus rabim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it shus yochid the rice because two is enough, so you can make a lechi the lechi mikan a kari mikan mikan, and you can be noisa beemza. But Chachomi clearly say ein ma'arvim shus rabim bekach. And Elam, are you going to tell me bekach uloy ma'arva? But a delas works. No, even a delas wouldn't work. V'omer Rabbi Bechana, one delas is not going to do it. Yerushalayim milmalad del sen in alois belaylo. You have to have delas on both sides and have to be in alois. And like Ula says, avulu de mechuza ilmalad del sen in alois chayvin la'mishum shus rabim. So how could they argue on Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says that you can have a delas and a lechi. And Tanakama says you have a tzuras pesach and a lechi. Al kaponim, here we see clearly that they require dalsos. And for the Gemara, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Tanakama, we're not talking about the Shus Rabim. Om Rav Yudah Hori Komar, Keitzad Ma'arvin, Mevoyis HaMufulosh in the Shus Rabim. Mevoy Mufulosh, Mevoy Sosim, we know. You make a lechi at the opening. Mevoy Mufulosh in the three of Machlaikas. And that's how you Ma'arv, Mevoyis HaMufulosh in the Shus Rabim. But Ein Chanami, the Shus Rabim Mamish needs Dalsois, like we say, Yerushalayim, Ilema Dals, Ilmole Dals, Ninalos Belailo. And like Ula says, that Avula de Mechuza, Ilmole Dalsen, Ninalos Belailo, Yudchai Mishum Shus Rabim. Continues the Gemara, Itmar. Rav Omar Hilchus at Ketanakama. Rav says that looks like Tanakama, and you're ma'arav, my voice, I'm a philosopher, Shus Rabim, with a Tuas HaPesach on one side and a Lechi on the other side. Ushmul Omar Halochik Chananya. Halochik like Chananya, meaning Chananya Libid Beis Hillel, that you have a Delas on one side and a Lechi Okura on the other side. Frag the Gemara, Bailu, Lechananya Libid Beis Hillel, Tzorich Linol, or Ain Tzorich Linol. According to Bechanan, according to Beisil, you need a delas on one side. Does the delas have to be null or not? Zogmo toshma, dom ravido mashmul, ein a tzoch linol, vechenom ravmaso mashmul, ein a tzoch linol. Ikadami om ravmasna, bididi hava uvdo, vomeli shmuel, ein tzoch linol. You don't have to shut it. It could be a delas without being null. Zogmo the following mice that took place. Bo miname ravon and they ask ravon as follows. Tzoch linol or ein tzoch linol? Does this delas have to be null or not? Omalus Ravonan answered, Tochozi Hani Abula de Nardoi. Look at the Sha'orim of Nahardoi. They had Mavois Amufuloshim to Shus Rabim, and those Sha'orim were the Timon ad Palgayu Ba'afro. There was the gates were covered with dirt and sand all the way up until halfway going up into the height of the gate. So they were unmovable. You couldn't close them. Since they had a whole mound of a heap of dirt that was blocking the gates from being closed. So Mela, we see clearly that they didn't have to be closed.
And what happened? Va'ayil v'nofik ma'shmuel v'lamu v'lamidi. And Shmuel used this mevoisam fuloshim carrying, and it didn't bother him the fact that it wasn't able to be closed because of the dirt that was there. So we see clearly from the hanhog of Shmuel that ain't a tzarch linoil. They don't have to shut the gates. Zogdimor, there's no raya from this ma'ase. Omer Rav Kahana, hanach megufoy savoy. Over there, we're talking about that the doors themselves were not totally opened. They were kimat shot. They were just slightly opened, and the earth was on the other side of the door that it couldn't open anymore. Meaning, there's two ways you can place the earth. You can place the earth when the door is wide open, and now the door can't shut because the earth is in front of it. The mound, the heap of earth, is in front of the door that it can't close. Or the doors are kimat closed and they're slightly opened, and the dirt is on the other side, so they can't open anymore. So they were kimat closed. They were megufois. So over there, in such a case, Shmuel allowed those doors because they couldn't open anymore. No rai over here that it doesn't have to be null. Fakir, the earth was on the other side. It prevented it from opening more. I mean, Gemara's having it was talking about Palgai Bafra, and it's not royally null. It's a delis and not royally null. The earth is blocking it. And the Gemara's teretz is Megufois. Megufois means fakir. It is royally null. The earth was in the back of the door, and it can't open up anymore. The gather of Megufois, the Chorinim explained, is that a mechitza that is mafkia the hiluch harabim is called a mechitza. Lemaisa, the door is slightly opened. It's mafkia the hiluch harabim. The rabim can't just walk comfortably through these doors since it's only slightly opened. So memela, that's already considered a shame, royally noel, that it's mafkia the hiluch harabim, and memela, it's considered a shame mechitza. It's not noyach for the hiluch harabim, so memela has a shame mechitza. Zog the Gemara, ki oser Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman came and he saw these doors that were covered with earth, that the mound of earth was in front of it, so he said, Omar, penuyo la'afrayu, remove the offer in order that you should be able to close the taka. Meaning he required that it has to be ruyously null. And if the earth is blocking the shutting of the doors, so then you had to remove it. So we see clearly Rav Nachman holds that you have to be able to shut it. Even Rav Nachman doesn't require linoil, but kevin the ruuyos linoil va'afa bishein in alois. Rav Nachman never said you have to physically close it; it has to be royal linoil. But if the earth is blackened that it can't close, so that's what he said. Panay lafrayu, you remove it. But the oilim doesn't require nin alois; he just requires ruuyos linoil is enough. According to what we said before, that the Yisoid Divi Cheskel, that the purpose of a door is that it makes it a knisa, it makes it a place that you can enter and exit. So Mele Hitaka told them, Bipanu lafrayu. Why? So it can have a shame delis. A shame delis is that it opens and closes, that people can enter and exit. So Mele, you need the shame delis, so Panay lafrayu. So it should be a delis that can be open and closed. So Fakert, the delis is not a siluk of the mechitza, the delis makes it into a mechitza. It makes it into a mechitza that people can enter and exit. So this yisoid of a delis a royally noil, that means a delis, a gate that you have that is able to open and shut, it's able to close and open, is already a shame delis, the mere fact that it's there, able to be shut. Zok the Chazanish, that a delis a royally noil still needs a tzuras a pesach. A delis a royally noil alone is not going to shut off the area, place that's poets, Yosem Es Hamas. It has to be a Tzuas HaPesach too, besides a Delis. The Avnenezer argues, others argue, and they say, no, once you have a Delis HaRoyal Nol, you don't have to have a Tzuas HaPesach. So my father, Zog Zunzan, brings in the Sefer Pnei Aryeh, what he heard from Ablazer Pachinsky, on the big Talmidim of the Chazanish, that the Chazanish was against having a Delis HaRoyal Nol without a Tzuas HaPesach, because when the delis is closed, it's a mechitza, and when it's open, it's his battle, the same mechitza. So that's why you need a tzuras pesach to shafer the mechitza. The delis is mafkia the din of the bekias rabim, but the mechitza be'etzim is the tzuras pesach. Zok the Chazanish, that's what Blazer Pachinsky said, that this is only by a delis that's mesaken a mavui that's poritz b'miluyoy. That means a regular mavui that is totally open, that's called poritz b'miluyoy, or if you have poets meruba lo oimed, so in such a case, you taka need to have the tzuras pesach. Zok there, however, if you have oimed meruba lo poets, which is be'etzim is a mechitza the raisa oimed meruba lo poets, so even if you have pirtzes that are more than 10, the delas would help, even if it's just royally null without a tzuras pesach. The whole chisorin
in the Pirtz Yosim Esa is because of Pekias Rabim. So that the Delas Taka helps to be near Pekias Rabim. But if you have Oyvim Ruba Laports, you have a Mechitza. So if you have a Mechitza, so then you don't need a Tursa Pesach. Zok there that the whole Yisod El Chazanish is only when it's not Oyvim Ruba Laports. So it comes out of Big Nafkamina. If you have a gated complex, and you have a driveway that has a gate that opens up, so the rest of it is Oyme Merube because it's gated, and one part of it is a gate that swings open, so we're noyig to make a Tursa Pesach around that gate that swings open. Like the Chazanish says, a Delos really no needs a Tursa Pesach. Zok Tal Beit Pachinsky that the Chazanish was not talking about Oyme Merube al Aparetz, which is Be'etzim a Mechitza. So then a Delos would help Roili Noel even without a Tursa Pesach. And this Delos, Roili Noel, would help even if the Pirtz is Yosim Yesa. As long as you have Oymen Merub al Aparetz all around it, then the Delos helps even on Pirtz's Yosim Yesa, as long as you have Oymen Merub al Aparetz, even if you do not have a Tursa Pesach around the Delos. Ein Shom in the Sefer Pnei Ayah, he brings this Yesoid from Blazer Pachinsky. In addition, in the Pnei Ayah, my father wrote a big tshuva to be Mater. The Misakin the Erev in the city of Amsterdam over there, they did not allow a Tzuras HaPesach. So he was Misakin the Erev Ayidei Delos Aroy L'Noel. Now how could you have a Delos Aroy L'Noel over big Pirtzes? After all, which Delos could be so wide? 20, 30, 40 feet Delosses. How could you have that? So it was Mechadish based on the Yesod that if you have a pole that has strings around it that can be stretched open, and that string can be pulled out to many feet. And within Lovid, you have another set of strings. And then once or twice a year, they open up the box, and they pulled out the pole with the strings, and then you created a Delos Aroy L'Noel. And this is not like the Avnei Nezer that says that it's a problem of being Mater Mechitz on Shabbos, or it's not a Delos when it's Koruch around the pole, or it's Mechusa Maisa, Mechusa Kreva. All this, my father wrote a Chuvan, and they were Maskimim. There was a Vosna was maskim, La Haloch in his Tshuva Sefer, and Bissol Yanka Fishin, Rav Padova, and Titzel Yezer, Ayin Shomoid. Zog the last Gemara, how Movi Okum, Dave Ben Haidoi. There was a Movi Okum. And over here, the Movi Okum, Zog Rashi, we're talking about that it was a Movi Okum, not like an L, like we said before, but a shape of a Ches. So it's like two Movi Okums that meet each other. So there was a Movi Okum in Land Haidoi, like Rashi makes a picture over here. How Movi Okum Davim in Haidoi. So Romi Alech Chumid de Rav, Chumid de Shmuel. We had a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel before, if a Movi Okum is considered Mefulish, or it's considered Tzosum. Rav also considered Mefulish. So if it's Mefulish, so you need a Movi Mefulish needs a Lechi on one side, and a Tzuras Pesach on the other side. So you place the Tzuras Pesach in the middle by the Akmimisa, right by the 45 degree angle where it bends. Because like this, the Bnei Movi from both sides can see it. And it's considered Pesuach Leshus Rabim, because like Rashi said, one Movi to another Movi, we're talking about two Mavois that hit each other by the L, so that's considered Pesuach Leshus Rabim. So over here, being that it's a ches, so it's two L's, so you'd have to paste a delis on each of the akmimis. And that's what Rashi's picture is. You make a lechi on one opening to Rishus Rabim and a lechi on the other one. And the two corners, the two 45 degree angles, both of them you place a delis. That would be the pshat over here that you place an akmimis. Now, according to the tzad, there's a tzad that you don't place it by regular mavui okum, you don't place it by the akmimis. So over here, you would taka not have to place the delis by the akmimis, and you would have to place the delis at the opening of the movi on the other side, by the opening of the ches. That's what Tosafot brings, that it would taka mean that according to this, that shita, which was Soy Mechamed Yevet, that you don't make a tikkun in the akmimis, then the delis would be taka by the opening. But right now we're going that the delis is in the akmimis. So again, Zok the Gemara, Ha'u Mavi Yokum, Da'ave Ben Adoi, this type of Mavi Yokum, that is shaped as a ches, two Mavi Yokums together, Romi Alei Chumid Rav Chumid Shmuel. We machmir the chumra of Rav that considers it mefulish, so you require dalsois. According to Tosafot, you would only require a delis if you're going with the shita that you don't make the tikkun in the akmimis. But dalsois means pashas you make it in the two akmimis, and that's a chumra de Rav, don't make the rosk mefulish. Frag the Gemara, if you're going like Rav, v'omer Rav aloch ketanekama, Tanakama argues on Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Tanakama says that all you need is a Movi Mefulish, only needs a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi. So why would you bechlal need a Delis? Zog the Mora, v'omer Rav aloch ketanekama. Zog the Rashi, d'loi boi Delis, ela Tzuras HaPesach. And for the Gemara, Kishmuel,
Kishmul dom halach kachananya. Halach is like Chananya. Chananya says, Beis Hillel says you need a delis and a lechi. Beis Shammai says you need two dlosos. So that's why we require dlosos in the Mavim Mefulis like a ches, because of the chumra of Shmuel that says like Chananya. If you're going in Shmuel, Voma Shmuel, Teroska Sosum, Shmuel considers every Mavi Okum like a Sosum. A Sosum doesn't need anything in the Akmimus. If it's Sosum, then you don't need a Tikkun over there. It's like a Megla Mavi Sosum. Mavi Sosum just needs a Lechi at the openings. So if you're going like Shmuel, then it's Sosum. And for the Gemara Kegav, Doma Teroska Mefulish. So merely you're going, the Chumra of Rav, that's Mefulish, but the Chumra of Shmuel, that says the Alocha is like Chananya, and you need a Delis. Unlike Rav, that says Alocha like Tanakama, and you don't need a Delis. So it's the Pesach is enough. Since when do we go to Chumras? Tanya, lo elam aloch ke Beis Hillel. That looks like Beis Hillel. Vagoytze las kedive Beis Shammai oisa. Kedive Beis Hillel oisa. If you want to do like Beis Shammai, do like Beis Shammai. If you want to do like Beis Hillel, do like Beis Hillel. Mikulam Beis Shammai, kulam Beis Hillel. If you pick the coolest of each, you're a Rosha. Mikulam Beis Shammai, kulam Beis Hillel. All of a cause of Oimel, haksil b'choysh ha'cholich. So you're exil, you're like a fool. So how come you're going the Chumra of Rav and the Chumra of Shmuel? The Chumra of Rav, that it's a foolish, but he holds like Tanakama. The Chumra of Shmuel, that even a Sosum, he holds like Chananya. Elo zok demora, we're digressing into the etzim din of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Ike Beis Shammai kikuleyen ukhumreyen. Either you go like Beis Shammai, totally, sadi kulis sadi chumras. Ike Beis Hillel kikuleyen ukhumreyen. We started off saying, Amad loyalam aloch kebeis hillel, aloch's like beis hillel, and then it says, V'odah omrit, haroitz latz kedim beis shammai oisa. If the aloch's like beis hillel, how could you pick like beis shammai and do like him? So, Gemara loy kasha, kan koinem baskol, kan lacha baskol. After the baskol said that aloch's like beis hillel, so mele attack it aloch beis hillel, and you can't pick like beis shammai. V'boy say mitzvete teretz, hova lacha baskol, both are talking about after the baskol, zog Gemara dav zayin, v'rabishuhi, to lemashka be baskol. So mainly going like a Bishua. The Gemara is going to be shocked of the Torah. We'll see tomorrow further. But we're back to the etzim kasha. We're asking, how could you go mavi okum kachumrei the Rav ukchumi the Shmuel? L'chare it's a ksil b'chayshach ha'olech. You're taking the chumis of both. Stop over here at the bottom of the omid above omid beis.